Legion.com.
Talk Live, you can take control here and bring up anything that you want, although things are pretty serious at the moment. We've actually got a suicidal caller on the line. We're going to get back to Jim in Milwaukee here in a moment. I want to invite you to the website. You can go to freetalklive.com to enjoy the features that you'll find on there, which actually allow you to create the content on the website. What you have, what you see when you go to freetalklive.com, those numbered items as you roll down the page, those were news items submitted by listeners like you. Maybe they're not news either. They could be a YouTube video that you like or whatever it is that you want to share. You just share it at freetalklive.com, submit it as show prep. It appears on the site and then is subject to being voted on. So you can go there and do that for free, of course, at freetalklive.com. And Jim was on the line in Milwaukee until literally just a moment ago. He did just drop off the line. I'm going to presume he's still listening, so we're going to address his concerns here, where he basically called in at the end of the last hour to say that he's been considering suicide for a long time. He's considering going through with it. He did admit that that to some extent this is a cry for help.
That seems pretty obvious calling into a radio show.
And I think, Johnson, you came up with an excellent suggestion. I want to read your responses as well, because I'd asked on Facebook, what would you say to Jim if you had the opportunity to talk him out of this?
I've got one here in particular of them that I really like.
One of the Facebook responses. Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and throw that out there?
Well, this one is quantifiable. Many of them suggest, like, you know, do something soothing, take a bath, you know, go to sleep. It'll feel better in the morning.
Yeah,
that
he's
kind
saying
of thing.
None of these things have stopped the horrifying remembering of rape by a priest.
Yeah, and the past, and he's probably had more events like that that are, you know, bad that have happened to him in his life too. But this one that I particularly like is from Linda. It says, read Viktor Frankl's The Meaning of Life and see if you still want to do it. It's a short 60 pages. Now, the thing is...
Have you read this?
No, but this is a concrete thing that one can do, and okay. I really like concrete things. This was meaningful to this person and worth doing. And let's consider that everything's on the table at this moment. Jim's considering killing himself. He really owes it to his wife to exhaust all the options first. So if somebody says to read a 60-page book, is really the next step? Nah, I just can't be bothered with that one. I'll kill myself. No, that's obviously not acceptable. That's the place to go there, is to do some of these really quantifiable things. There's an organization called SNAP. That's S-N-A-P, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. SNAP.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, therefore, another thing that often happens with suicidal people is that they believe that nobody knows what they're dealing with, that they just can't communicate with people. And this would, you know, here are people that have been abused by priests with whom he can speak and perhaps find some healing, because that's really what the answer is here, is to find some healing. I like the MDMA option. That's to take the drug. I don't know what the name of it is, but what was formerly known as ecstasy or Molly. But the fact is, because there have been many studies, they've shown a lot of good positive results with this. Jim had studied this and had some good thoughts about it, but it hadn't really gone any further with it. Yes, drugs can help, and Molly was essentially taken off the market because it was just too good. So I would recommend looking into that. But the most important part about it is that most of the stuff you find on the street is garbage.
That's what we discussed in detail last night on the show, as Molly, so-called, was in the news, and we certainly pointed out that a lot of the stuff that's being called Molly on the streets is, in point of fact, not MDMA. It could be something completely different, has led to some deaths and other, you know, these other questionable things that are being masqueraded or sold as Molly are probably not. And so how do you solve that problem? I have a concrete solution for you in a moment.
Another suggestion I was going to make for him is, I think that, you know, and this is a good time of year for it, is to volunteer. I mean, he's got, you know, go to a soup kitchen, go to something, you know, help some homeless folks. I mean, this is a really good time of year to be able to do that.
Get your thoughts off of you and onto
right.
other people.
And onto, you know, just to help a stranger, and you've got plenty of time to do that. And there are people, you know, with other circumstances that are not good, and you know, you still have the ability to help those people, you know, especially since you've got so much pain in you that you can use that to help other people.
And helping is that's what life's about. To some extent. And it's very difficult when you've dealt with a crisis situation to be prepared to help others. But, so I spent 9 years in prison. I'm not claiming that these two things have much parity, but, I was in a desperate situation, being in prison with a 25-year sentence, with, at times, you know, no hope for being out in a decade. It was, not great. What I would do when things got really low for me is I would think about this guy, Stan Schuster, who was a teacher of mine in ninth grade in Bradenton, Florida. And he was in a wheelchair. He was basically a quadriplegic. I think he was up like a partial paraplegic because he couldn't move his hands, but he could move his arms. And this guy had it pretty rough, right? Like, you know, he's trapped in a body. I could at least get up and move around and do something athletic. He was literally trapped in his own body, and he decided he was going to be a teacher and he was going to help people. And, you know, he managed to keep his attitude quite buoyed. I'm sure he had his low times too, but I was able to look at somebody who had other challenges and basically get my mind off my challenges by looking at somebody who had other challenges. You know, we're all dealing with terrible things, and, sometimes it's helpful to look at other people's terrible things, I guess.
But what was the priest, SNAP? Was it SNAP?
SNAP is the name of the organization.
What does it stand for again?
It's the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. It's snapnetwork.org.
Snapnetwork.org. That sounds to me like the number one place this guy could reach to find people who can empathize with him, can, you know, talk to him on a person-to-person basis about, look, this is what I did, this is how I handled it, and, you know, what are their stories? Why are they still here? Why didn't they commit suicide? You know, what conclusions did they come to? So I think that's the first place that he should reach out to.
He feels a lot of betrayal by the church and by the priest, but he also feels betrayal from his parents, and I'm sure he'll find people there.
Well, the parents believe the priest.
You should also realize, though, that this abuse, like this, it's actually, you know, it's a physical damage. It's physical scarring. I mean, they're showing more and more now that this type of childhood abuse, that it actually leaves, you know, results. It's damage like anything else. It's damage like somebody stabbing you or breaking your arm or something like that, and you have to heal from it. Well, this type of abuse actually leaves results in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is, you know, you have to realize that while it might just seem like hopeless and you're in these thought cycles, it's just that it's actually harm that has been left that needs to heal like anything else. And so you need to start that process of healing that damage, and you know, things will get better.
Let's go to the phones here. I want to bring Helen in. She is listening to WNYY in Ithaca. Helen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi there. It was so disturbing to we just get the last hour of your show and to hear about this, and that he was supposed to get back on the air with you, and he didn't. Did he talk about how he was planning on?
Yes, he's
this?
Planning. He said he was planning on maybe going out ice fishing and just falling through the ice was his plan. So probably not something he's doing right now. This seems like
it did not seem like an immediate. There was not a sense of immediacy.
He still sounds like he's kind of getting his ducks in order on that issue and wanted to reach out for some help. But Helen, what would you say to this man? Obviously, you didn't hear exactly what he said, but just in general, somebody wanting to commit suicide.
Well, I'd say don't do it. But it's not funny. I shouldn't have chuckled. But you can't call him back. Do you have his phone number or something?
No, like, I don't. I don't have that information.
Oh, it would be good if I hope he's listening. Anyhow,
he is probably listening. Yes.
And anything that happened to him, it's the priest that should be thinking of killing themselves. Him, you know? He didn't do anything, you know?
Good point, Helen. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the concern. We'll share more of your thoughts on suicide. Welcome to share them via our Facebook page. We're going to review some more of those, and also here on the phones at 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Again, that toll-free number, 855-450-3733. What do you say to somebody who's talking about suicide?
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 21st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,242.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,288.12, $644.06 for a half ounce, or $322.03 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,288.12, $644.06, and $322.03.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may call in about anything that you want. However, the show has taken a turn, an unusual turn, one that it has turned into in the past, at least once or twice. And that is that a man called at the end of the second hour to say he is seriously considering suicide. He made it sound like he'd come to the conclusion that he was going to commit suicide, and we were given the opportunity to talk him out of it, and I hope we gave him some things to think about. He did not stay through into this third hour, and I did invite him to do so. We believe he is probably still listening to the show. He was listening online when he called in, so he's probably still listening to the program and want to hear from you with your thoughts on what would you say, not necessarily specifically to this one guy, but to give you a little bit of background, he claimed that he was raped more than once by a priest, and that his parents, when he told them about it, did not believe him. They instead took the priest's side, and they punished him for, you know, making up stories about their beloved priest. And he's been living with this his whole life, and he says he can't take it anymore. He's got a wife. And you know, what are you going to say to this guy? If you had the chance to speak to him, because you probably do, because he's probably still listening, what would you say to Jim in Milwaukee? 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We continue with your thoughts here in moments.
Yeah, Free Talk Live has joined up with BuzzBox Coffee to make a difference one cup at a time. We are looking for 1,000 listeners to drink coffee, and I can tell you, we have well more than 1,000 listeners who drink coffee. If you join with us in giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans that we're trying to make through World Vision, Free Talk Live's coffee drinkers will truly change lives forever. What we're trying to do is get together microloans so that people in third world countries can have their own coffee farms, shade-grown coffee farms that work within the ecosystem in a sustainable way that allow them to break the generational chains of poverty that have been put on them. I mean, you know, through no fault of their own. These people have terrible lives, and you can make them better with organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica-grade coffee. And you just have to go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Just so that you get a chance to try the coffee, because obviously bad-tasting coffee with this deal really isn't going to work. Go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. Try it out. There's free shipping. Or excuse me. The pound's free. You pay the shipping in order to get it. But it's great coffee. I just had it this morning. I have it every day. It's wonderful. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. So one of the things I found really kind of disturbing, and Helen, you know, brought this up and mentioned, you know, obviously that the priest should be the one who should be suicidal right now for doing the horrible things that he's mm-hmm. done. But I think one of the other things that I thought was interesting that this guy brought up is that apparently he's in therapy, but the therapist, you know, he said, well, I thought that they had to commit me right away for saying this type of thing.
Because he told the therapist.
Yeah. Right, because he told the therapist. Yeah, they do. If you start committing, if you start saying you're suicidal, I mean, one of the first things that they do is they have to, if you have any weapons, they try to remove all weapons, they do consider committing you. So that, I find kind of interesting that his therapist, you know, hasn't done anything here, and it's...
Are you certain about that?
Yeah, well, it sounds like it has nothing has happened.
No, but are you certain that they're obligated to snitch on somebody?
They have a...
What about patient confidentiality?
There's patient confidentiality for sure.
He wants
especially if the patient requests confidentiality, but it doesn't sound like he does want that. It sounded like he was reaching out, he's making a cry for
No, it did
he's
sound
calling
like
a radio show.
Right, no, I mean, he admitted when he said that he thought they would report him or that they would commit him.
Uh-huh.
That's when I asked him, is that your cry for help? And he admitted that it was. So he
right.
was kind of hoping that he would be reported
right.
in that case.
And for a therapist to not do that when they have the opportunity to, that therapist could be, you know, not that I agree with this type of thing, but that therapist could be held legally responsible.
Well, to some extent, you know? Jim may be beating around the bush on this.
Right.
You know, like I've thought about ending it all or something like that. Maybe the therapist didn't think it was so serious. Didn't want to step out and you know, put Jim in that position.
Sure.
But here's what one of the respondents here on the Facebook page said it quite well is look, literally every option's on the table. Jim,
sure, exactly.
If you feel like you need help, ask somebody for that help. At this point, right. He's anonymously called a couple of radio shows in order to get some advice, and this is the best advice I can give. If, first off, you know, try the drug treatment option, see if that works for you. If you want to get treatment, tell somebody, look, I'm considering committing suicide. I think I need help. And your wife or, you know, somebody is going to, call a suicide helpline, something like that, where, they could really try to get you some help. I mean,
I would say the SNAP organization you mentioned earlier.
It's a great choice.
What was the web? Do you happen to recall the website?
Yeah, it's snapnetwork.org.
This is a group of people who have been through abuse by priests in the past. I would say they would be able to probably help the most. But let's go to Nicole and see what she thinks. In New York, listening to LRN.FM, Nicole, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. How's it going?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
It's really sad what this guy is going through. I think he should really think about how he would feel if maybe his wife were to take her own life. You know, death sucks. It just sucks. I've been to 2 funerals in the past few weeks, whether it's an accident or on purpose. It hurts other people around you. And if you were to think about the most beloved person in his life dying, you know, that's what he's going to put those other people through.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. What will your loved ones think? And he made it sound like he didn't have too many people that cared about
him. He's got a wife.
He does have a wife, and he seems to very much care about her. You know, how is this going to affect her? I mean, if he goes and kills himself. Now, he said he was going to try to do it in a way that it would look like an accident. But you know, if that she were to find out that this was a suicide, or even if it wasn't a suicide, your husband dies in an ice fishing accident, that's a pretty horrible thing. Oh, and he just so happened to cash out his business, so now you have, $100,000 or something like that. He said he sold his business just recently as well. What kind of strife is that going to put somebody through? And would that, in turn, make her suicidal? I mean, what would come after that? You have no influence over that anymore. What other people would do in response to you taking your own life? Would it create a chain of events that would be leading to more negative circumstances for the people that you care about? It certainly could.
Exactly, and she's probably going to be the one to have to plan his funeral. That's a lot to go through, planning your husband's funeral after a few days. You know, that's...
Well, I think that this guy, I would assume, it sounds like he's putting his ducks in a row, and I would think that he was probably doing some level of planning in that area in order to relieve her of that burden, but that's not going to relieve her of the emotional burden.
No, that's certainly true.
That's, and that's really what it comes down to, is you see, when one's dealt with these kind of levels of abuse, it's really difficult to slip into somebody else's shoes and see what it's like over there. But Jim's old enough. He's dealt with the pain of death in his life. He's seen it and how painful it is. And, you know, when it's your spouse, somebody you love, it's that much more.
Nicole, thank you for the call and your thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. We have plenty of time for you to share your thoughts on this issue. It's something that a lot of people have probably considered at some point in their lives. Most people don't consider it for too long. But some people, the more they think about it, the more realistic it becomes for them. So what other things can somebody do to take their mind off of themselves and how awful their lives are? Because there's a lot to live for out there. More coming up. You can take control. Share your thoughts on this issue.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you. To our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. Plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here, although right now your calls are primarily going to be focusing on the issue of suicide, because you know, we will focus on what the issue is at hand first, and then we'll get to your calls about anything else. And there are people that do have things they want to say on this issue. A gentleman called in at the end of the last hour suggesting he had decided that he was going to take his own life, and I guess he was giving us the opportunity to try to give him some reasons why he shouldn't do that, why life is worth living, and there, even if something horrible has happened to you in the past, that there are ways to deal with that and to come to grips with it and move on. And I'd like to continue with your thoughts on this issue. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What would you say to our caller earlier? Even if you didn't hear what he was saying, he was allegedly raped multiple times by a priest. When he told his parents about it, they took the priest's side, which must be very, very dismaying when something like that happens, especially the, you know, the people that you love, the people you thought loved you, then don't believe you when you bring something that serious to the table. That's got to be really tough. So how would you address that? What would you say to somebody who's in a suicidal situation like that? Would love to hear your input. And also, we've got the same question on our Facebook page. You're welcome to throw your comments in there as we continue here on Free Talk Live.
Go to SchoolSucksProject.com and browse through the 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast series. It examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrot-stick systems, zero-tolerance policies, and much more. It's SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Howard is on the line in Pennsylvania via Skype. Hey, Howard, you're on the air.
Good gentlemen. I just heard the end of the call. I just turned on the radio like around, you know, 40 minutes ago, and I heard you describe this gentleman who's really distraught, and like I can relate to what he's saying, and I wanted to just say a few words that, you know, no matter how bad things seem to be, you know, killing yourself is like a permanent solution to a temporary problem. I mean, everybody in life hits these down times.
Sure.
And it might seem like everything is hopeless, but it's really not. And as dark as things might seem for this gentleman, I hope he realizes that he's not alone. And, you know, it is unusual for somebody to be so distressed to call into a talk radio show. But I admire his courage because it is reaching out. And I hope he uses this to just listen to what people are trying to tell him and then get some help, because his thinking is not right. And you know, I can relate to how dark things can seem, where things can be seem so hopeless that you don't think there is any hope. And your brain might actually convince a person or me or anybody that, you know, not to be around anymore is the answer. And it's not, you know, I don't know what kind of, you know, how dark things have gone for this guy. He's got to try to look at the positive side of things, is that tomorrow is always another day and there is hope. You know, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. And I mean, I admire people who have belief and faith that they can look to a higher power to think that's going to help them. I don't experience that now. What I find is that I know people would miss me if I was gone, because I do think about the same kind of things. I have a depression problem. I just want to tell this guy, like, you know, you're find strength in that you did reach out tonight, and people care about you, and your thinking right now is negative, and it's not accurate. It's not showing what you are all about as a human being, and you are loved, and you're not seeing the value in your life. And
great point.
I mean, life is short, you know, and I just wanted to try to relate to this guy that he's not alone. You know, it took a lot of strength for you to call into a
talk
show.
Thank you, Howard. I really appreciate that. And it's interesting, too, thanks for the call, that I'm here on the SNAP website, snapnetwork.org, the survivors network of those abused by priests.
And horrifying that there are so many, right?
Right. And there's a resources tab here, which one in a situation like this may find useful. Recommended reading. There's an article here about how to choose a therapist. Flashbacks. He's saying he's suffering from flashbacks constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're addressing a lot of these issues that he has been experiencing. And then there's the Survivor's Wisdom page as well, which is written by the founder of SNAP, where the first two things on this page are acknowledge your courage. It takes courage to acknowledge we've been abused, and it's not easy to even admit it to ourselves. Number two, and know you are not alone. There are, unfortunately, a lot of people who've been in this situation, and they've not necessarily killed themselves. They've figured out constructive ways to deal with their problems, to help others who might be in a similar situation as well. Let's go to Nemi, calling from Keene, New Hampshire. Nemi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling in about the suicidal gentleman, and I think that what you just read, Ian, actually, the first item, could you read that again, please?
Acknowledge your courage. It takes courage to acknowledge that we've been abused, and it's not easy to even admit it to ourselves.
It's not easy to admit trauma at all. It's a sign of weakness, and it also touches upon something that's very common among people who are highly suicidal, which is just a core sense of shame, which I really get from this particular caller. There was a letter that went around on Facebook from a very successful programmer a few years ago who detailed the reasons of his suicide, and he too was abused sexually and suffered physical damage as a result, and he put up this just heartbreaking letter, and it all ties into shame, and nobody wants to talk about it. And the only way through shame is through connection with other people. So I would encourage, his name was Jim, right?
Yes.
Jim, I would encourage to keep screaming until you find somebody you can connect with on this and work through it. Because you're not alone. There are so many cliche things that can be said right now. I don't want to tell you that the light at the end of the tunnel isn't an oncoming train. I really don't. But this isn't going to fix it. suicide is not going to give you a sense of relief. You're not going to be there to feel a sense of relief. It's not going to end your pain. It's just going to end your life. It's going to end any chance you have to make a difference in someone else's life who has suffered similar, any sort of trauma. It's just terrible what's happened to you. And your reaction to it is normal and understandable. But there's no reason to keep it a secret. And reach out and talk to people, because you're not alone in this situation. And your strength in surviving this terrible time can help you help other people. That's what I would say.
Thanks, Nimi, for sharing your thoughts and making that call tonight. And speaking of reaching out, of course, there's a contact page on snapnetwork.org, toll-free phone number 877-SNAP-HEALS. That's 877-SNAP-HEALS is their toll-free phone number, so you can reach out directly and talk to somebody. You know, it doesn't say what the hours are on that number, but I'm going to presume it's around the clock. So there is a lot of people out there who are willing to step up and help out, and maybe that could be end up being what you do. Maybe getting involved with the SNAP network would be something that could be very healthy for Jim, to help people who, you know, eventually he could get to the point of being able to offer his assistance to people in a similar situation and, you know, give them a path to feeling better about themselves.
You know, it really, I think that helping people that are in a similar situation really can be a very, you know, a great path for healing. And I would encourage that. You know, I mean, when the kids used to come through the prison for their tour, I'd speak to them. And one of the things that I can now say is, you know, yep, I did some bad things when I was young. But later, I talk to kids in a frank way about what the results are of criminal behavior, and it's possible that I prevented crime that might have otherwise occurred simply by changing some young person's life. You know, I talk to hundreds of them. Seems statistically likely that something like that may have changed. I can't ever undo what I've done, but I can help prevent something that has not been done.
It's absolutely true. Now, the suggestion was made earlier about acquiring and perhaps using MDMA for therapeutic purposes. There have been some very interesting studies that have shown PTSD can actually be cured in a lot of cases with one dose of MDMA. And they, you know, those doses are usually administered by a therapist in a therapy setting. So I'm not going to say that, you know, if you go to a rave and dose MDMA that you're going to solve all your problems. So let's talk a little bit more about that aspect of self-treatment here in a moment. But I think you absolutely should reach out as well. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip, which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So, how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart, or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can really call into the show about absolutely anything. Tonight, where we were going to go, we were going to talk about video game violence and whether or not that actually has an effect on people. We won't be getting into that topic tonight because the very end of the
short
second,
answer, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's more important to talk about real issues.
Right. So, the very end of the second hour, Jim called in from Wisconsin. He indicated that he was going to commit suicide, something he's been thinking about. And he was ostensibly raped by a priest while he was a child. And multiple times when he brought it to the attention of his parents, they didn't believe him. They believed the priest instead. And he says he's been reliving it ever since, and it's been horrifying. Thanks to our commenters on Facebook, we were turned on to the Snap Network, snapnetwork.org, and that is a possibility for, I think, him to get some real useful help from folks who've been through it before. Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, that would be the number one place I would recommend him to go to get some advice, to talk to people who've been in, many of them, I'm sure, have been as despondent as he is today. And also want to share your thoughts on this. Some of the comments from the Facebook page, there are dozens of them on the question that I asked there about what would you say to this gentleman. John Harden writes, what's his purpose? Does he think he has one? I'm not sure how you could want to live without one, and I'm not sure why you'd want to die if you had one. The idea of making a significant positive difference on the world would keep me going, I would imagine. Christian Valverde writes, do not let your fire go out. Spark by irreplaceable spark in the hopeless swamps of the not quite, the not yet, and the not at all. Do not let the hero in your soul perish in lonely frustration for the life you deserved and have never been able to reach. The world you desire can be won. It exists. It is real. It is possible. And it's yours. You know, this is not an easy situation that our caller is going through, but nothing in life worth doing is easy. And if you can overcome this, then, or when you overcome it, if you stick with it, you will, I think, if that's your determination, if you have the determination for that, you can overcome it. When you've overcome this and whatever it takes to do that, then you can be a real value to somebody else who is in a similar circumstance. You could volunteer for SNAP, this organization, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. You could then be the person who helps somebody find a better path, to help somebody find their purpose in life. And maybe that's what you've been waiting for at this point. Would love to get your thoughts. We still have time for you at 855-450-FREE.
You know, I support people who, may choose suicide, who are in a physical condition that limits them.
Terminal pain.
They're in terrible pain. They're bedridden. They can't do anything. At that point, it's a release. And I've been through some low spots. I've never been in a low spot where I've considered suicide for any, length of time. So I'm not going to claim that I can empathize in this situation. But what I would claim is a broken body, a terminally ill body, is different than a person who's experienced traumatic situations. A traumatic, something that's going on in a broken spirit or a broken mind, as it were. These things can be fixed. There's hope if you want to have it for yourself. The stories are legion of people who have had terrible experiences in their lives, but have managed to turn it into something wonderful. So what we really are choosing is the easy way out or wonderful. And wonderful probably isn't easy.
So we want to go back to the suggestion Johnson made earlier about MDMA, and I'm glad you brought it to the table here, because it's a very incredible drug.
It's not a suggestion you hear on most radio shows.
No, that's certainly true.
For sure.
And it's an incredible drug. It's one in which I've had personal experience, and Johnson, I believe you have as well.
Actually, no, I haven't.
No, you haven't. You never did. That's right. You never did. All right. Well, I've done it.
I've done acid, but never.
Totally different. Situation. Yeah. As we were discussing last night, MDMA is an empathogen. It is something that allows you to more easily feel empathy for other human beings, to feel connected to them. And as studies have shown recently, it has also allowed people with PTSD, as our caller suggested he has, to address their issues that are the issues behind the PTSD, essentially, and eliminate the symptoms of PTSD.
One of the things that I know, neurochemically going on here is that, acid, you say it's totally different. Well, in biochemically as well, acid is a synthetic version of serotonin. And so it gets into your brain and it mimics, serotonin and drops into the serotonin receptors and causes you to hallucinate and have all sorts of these things. But just strange experiences. But what MDMA does is, locks open the serotonin, locks open the receptors for the serotonin. So locks them closed. So you get a huge buildup of serotonin in your brain. And then when you think about that, that's the neurotransmitter responsible for making people happy and feel good feelings. Essentially, that's what serotonin is. And, somebody who's experiencing some sort of extreme depression is probably experiencing an extreme shortage of serotonin right now.
So what I would suggest is acquire MDMA and also find a therapist who is understanding of what you're intending to do. So find a therapist who's not going to snitch you out to the cops, who understands that there have been studies done on MDMA and or who might be willing to have a therapy session with you while you're on MDMA, because that's what the suggestion is that doing this with a therapy session is the most helpful way to do it. So how do you acquire MDMA? Well, here's how I would recommend you do it. The Silk Road.
This is really, really, really important. When it comes down to MDMA, there's a lot of most of the stuff that you can buy, like on the street, as it were, is not it's not MDMA, and it's going to make your problems worse, not better.
That's true.
This is the problem of the drug war, and I'm sorry that that's the case. The fact is that MDMA was, at one point, as I understand it, was legal and prescribed by psychiatrists and sort of tests and that sort of thing, and frankly, just made people feel too good.
The government doesn't like things like this for various different reasons. We can get into that at another time. So here's how you get MDMA. Go to the Silk Road. I have just posted the link to the new Silk Road 2.0 on the Facebook, the Free Talk Live Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You have to have Tor on your computer. You can go to the Tor Network's website, download the browser bundle package, turn off your JavaScript, and then go to that Silk Road URL. You can get signed up there. Now, there's some research you're going to have to do in order to make sure that you're safe about this. So read some of the, you know, the help files there and read the forums.
You got nothing but time. You're considering suicide.
Sure. Learn about how to buy these things safely on the Silk Road. Now, what you should do is find somebody selling what they claim to be MDMA. Find a seller with good ratings, because Silk Road, like eBay, has sellers with good positive ratings. Now, it's a relatively new version of the site. The old Silk Road was taken down like a month and a half ago. This is a newer version. It's being run ostensibly by the original admins from some of the original admins from the original site. Personally, I believe these people. I think that that is a trustworthy service. Anyway, what you do is you find somebody claiming to sell MDMA with positive responses. Odds are good that's all you'll need to do. But just to be double extra sure, you can go to dancesafe.org. Dancesafe.org. They are still selling test kits there. $60. You lay down $60, have DanceSafe send you an MDMA test kit. Because it's a lot harder to test for LSD and things like that. MDMA, easy to do. So you get this test kit first, then order the MDMA through the Silk Road. It will be shipped to you in a very likely, very safe manner, as long as you, you know, do the research necessary to learn how to best receive these things. And then you'll receive what is ostensibly MDMA. You'll use your test kit on it. You'll make sure, you'll verify that it is, in point of fact, MDMA with the test kit. Then take that to your therapist with your setup therapy session and go to town and see if that helps you.
And I think that the, you know, it bears saying here, Free Talk Live is not staffed by a bunch of doctors and, you know, are not trying to diagnose
that's
anything.
That's my personal recommendation on something that can, that we've seen can help people with issues like this. What I try to focus on if I were going through this, or if I were the therapist in this case, and I'm not, but I would say you want to try to find empathy for the victimizer. Try to find a way to forgive this person. I realize that may seem very, very difficult considering what that person has done to you. But forgiveness isn't about the person. It's not about telling the person you forgive them. It's about just you. Forgiveness is about letting the burden off of yourself that you've been carrying around ever since these things happened. And if you can find it somehow in your heart to forgive this horrible, these horrible actions, you know, find pity for this pathetic man who, you know, maybe had taken some sort of vow of celibacy and was, you know, acting out on this vow because he had no other outlet except for small children, or who knows what horrible things were done to him. Who knows how he was abused as a child. And these are things you could possibly find empathy for with this guy and maybe let this go during that therapy session. It's the best I got. Anyway, thanks for your suggestions, guys, and you are welcome to continue posting them on our Facebook page, where he may be actually reading them, which he probably shouldn't do because some of them are absolutely horrible, and shame on you people. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've
been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.